This is Side B of Behind Space Cast. We're back with Aaron Salazar and Joshua Bajaman.
Hey guys.
I'm Jeffrey Jackson.
What's going on?
We're going to be talking a little bit more about stuff that probably nobody cares about.
Nah, dude, like and, we said before, if you're listening to this, you are very good at surfing the internet. You're fans of us. Which is bravo.
And once again, like I said, if you don't enjoy this show, then keep it on, but turn it down because we could use the ratings.
No, we don't care about listens. We will like downloads. So if you're listening to it in subscribe
too.
And comments. And it doesn't matter about the stars, just comment.
Just fake it. Say that we're awesome.
Fake.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else will like it.
Give us one star and write gibberish. I don't care.
We should say that about our bands too.
But once again, we want to give the disclaimer, just in case you didn't hear the first part of this, which, go back and listen to the first part if you're listening to this like an idiot.
If you're listening
to this. This is Side B, you fucking idiot. I said fuck in the first five minutes again.
Yeah, yeah. Be edgy.
We are not podcasters. We are music makers, and that's what we do. If you want to check out our music, go to behindspacemusic.com. Check out Josh's band at interimdivine.com and listen to our music. We also accept mail at behindspacemail. At yahoo.com. And Aaron, my co-host, would like to speak over me right now. What would you like to say, Aaron?
No, never mind.
Shut the... No. This is a reroute back to that episode where I was a total dick to you through the whole thing.
I took it in stride. Man.
You did take it in stride, dude. You were very patient that day. Anybody who heard that episode and thought I was abusive verbally, you're correct.
Believe me, I knew it too. I didn't have to listen back to it. I didn't want to listen to it.
Oh, man. I was sick and I was fucking angry. I don't know why.
If you want to think about it, it was good podcasting if you want to look at it at a meta level. But as entertainment, probably not.
It turns out my brother is actually going to be coming out here.
No shit.
Yeah, and so we're probably going to be doing a podcast with him.
Fuck yeah. So, when's he coming out?
But we're not going to meet on the podcast like you suggested.
That would be fucking tight.
If you have the recorder ready, you do it.
You give me like 5 minute leeway.
That'd be awesome though.
Dude, see what Josh said? It's gonna be fucking awesome. A fucking family reunion on podcast. Ratings gold.
I think it'll be awkward, but
dude,
you're gonna just have it meet.
He doesn't have to know.
You can edit it, I guess.
He doesn't have
know. He's listened to the show before, unfortunately.
We have a listener?
Yeah, well,
we have a listener.
Remember we told on the last show that we have lots of listeners and our inbox is really full. Remember?
Dude, it's ridiculous.
So anyways,
dude, Josh, get off your phone.
Let's talk to our guest, because I don't think on the last hour we talked to him very much.
Wait, how about this, Josh? Tell the people about yourself.
Yeah, and let's hear a little bit about your band.
What's the story of Josh?
Some of the vaginas you've put yourself into.
Well, you know. No, but like you were saying earlier, you know, We've known each other for a long time, and we've been jamming for a long time now. It is a long time.
Hell yeah. So
how long have you guys known each other, like, since what age?
Since about 4, something like that.
Yeah, and if you were 4, I was probably 3.
Yeah. So technically, did you guys remember your first time meeting? Because I don't remember shit.
Not from, no like, way. The very first day.
Yeah, no way.
But
yeah.
You remember your formative years when you guys were playing?
Yeah, we hung out. I remember
I would go over to his house.
Like, you sharing toys.
I remember going to
like
Denny's
that.
All the time.
Yep. We had, we shared toys.
That Mexican restaurant right there. Mexicasina.
Yep. We used to, our parents were friends, and that's why we spent so much time together, but... We were always into music and entertainment, really, like, ever since the beginning.
When did you guys start playing together, though?
I guess it's how...
Musically?
I mean, you guys probably sang in the shower a lot together.
We had fantasy
that, like,
bands when we were kids. We had fantasy bands when we were kids before we could even play anything. And we were called Skeletons.
Yeah, the Skeletons. And then we had... It was one snare drum.
Six.
I sat behind
six
the snare
old,
drum.
7 years old.
And he played a fake guitar and sung on probably a karaoke mic or something like that. But I remember we had a setup.
Mic.
Yeah, it was in his garage.
White with like red and blue and green colors or something.
Yeah, it was unnecessarily in his garage, but probably because we were loud. But actually, when we started writing together, it was after you had moved away and then come back.
Moved away for like 6 years, and then came back in 2001.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Came back in 2001.
That was where we really kind of re-met each other, because we were
put out our
think about how many years that's
I think
been.
That was the first time I met Josh.
We're
when
totally
he came
different.
Back.
Yeah, probably.
Because I remember 2001 before I went to college, or right when I went to college, that was about the...
We put out our very first CD in 2002.
We recorded our very first CD, right?
Yeah.
Or did we put out? Because we went into the studio.
We recorded. We didn't put it out, but we recorded our very, very first time in the studio.
It was like me on electric guitar.
And it
Josh,
wasn't as lavish as Sun Studios. Or
Josh and I
Sun
singing,
Records.
And it was very... It was very,
very off
raw
key.
Like if we listen, neither of us could sing. I could barely play guitar, and
you could see a glimmer of light there, but we destroyed it all.
Yeah, well, and I think we went through some like rough times right after that, and then came together as Emotion Sickness, and that's really where we started taking off. What year was that?
Emotion Sickness started in September of 2005.
Really?
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's when we recorded, we went up to Ramona, was that where?
Ramona.
Yeah, Ramona, and we recorded with our
small little hick town outside of Poway.
Yeah.
Which is
it was an awesome place to record, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
Shitty place to live.
But that was our very first, like, real, like, record that... sounded good, and
that was the Emotion Sickness EP.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We had the guy who was recording it play drums on it.
To tell you the truth, I like that better than sometimes the sound, you know, of the other record.
Transparent Scene was kind of it's called crunchy.
Well, why don't you talk about Transparent Scene and stuff?
Yeah, because we all kind of did that together.
Was a learning experience.
Well, because it was. I wouldn't say it was haphazardly put together, but it was very...
Do you remember us coming to you and asking you when if you'd record it for us?
I think it was like right when I was moving, because I lived up... At that time when you guys recorded it up in Ramona, I was living up in L.A. That's when I was going to music school. So I remember like toward the end, it was like... Because I lived up there for 2 years.
I'm just ashamed, because that is a good record too, that it didn't get... That we didn't, like, put it out like we wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
But we ended up doing it now. It's out
available,
there.
It's available, yeah.
Yeah, it's available now, you know?
I think...
But back then, it was hard on us in the studio.
Well, the thing is, because you guys had different band members, so it was kind of, contentious with the writing style. Or not the writing process, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
The recording was kind of smooth, I guess. It took a while. It took a long fucking time.
It was our first introduction to recording a rock record. You know? Like, the first one was acoustic, and it had a lot of keys and just it was mellow, and this one we were really starting to like touch on what we would eventually become, and like I think we realized with that record that there was a lot of like pushing and shoving for like that front spot, you know, like
I think we sound better, to tell you the truth, at Acoustic and Motion Sickness.
I think so too.
I think we're more solid.
Well, and to be honest, that's why the website is what it's right now. It's just promoting the latest record, and we've kind of ceased on putting out our next rock record.
I think one day if we have the funds and the means to be able to make a full-on, like, great record with electric guitars and just everything, that'd be one thing. But as where we stand now, I think we're able to pull off the acoustic thing better.
Yeah, well, and I think it can go both ways.
It sounds good.
That and also acoustic guitars in general sound better than electric.
I agree with you, to tell you the truth.
I mean, I think
I play hard rock music, but I like
exactly. Also, the room for error with in the recording sense, from my point of view, for the recording acoustic to electric, the room for error is so much smaller for electric. You have to get that shit right on the pocket. Acoustic sound good naturally, so you slap a mic in front of it. You got to do a little bit of stuff, but it's gonna sound good.
Yeah,
it's gonna sound warm.
I love me some electric guitar.
Well, I'm not knocking it, but acoustic just intrinsically has a better.
I think it's got a more beautiful sound. It's just
but it also depends
on real, more rounded feel.
I was just like talking to my guitarist from Divide by Zen, and talking to him about.
You guys could easily put some acoustic in the songs.
But I was talking to him about how like the acoustic versus the electric, and how I've always really wanted to play the electric more than the acoustic, but for some reason I've always felt more comfortable with the acoustic, and that's just, I've always felt just way more at home, and it's,
you could still make a solid rock record with an acoustic.
I think so, yeah, and I think that you can complement it with the electric, but it's just not. You know, I've always wanted to be the electric guitar dude, and I'm just not, you know.
I think it's the monster of rock thing. You're like a, you know, whatever you want to call it. You're a rock god doing that shit.
But at the same time, like I was saying earlier, when you're like a, when you write music the way that I do, and you're kind of like a transmitter, you know, you're just kind of like honing in on this frequency or something, like, for some reason, it's a lot easier when I'm not plugged into a bunch of electronics and have a bunch of stuff to deal with, you know? And I feel like I can be more artistic that way in the writing process versus, like, bringing in a different sound effect or something. But after we recorded that album, we planned on recording another one, but this guy went off and started Intern Divine and moved up north, and
this guy,
he started, you know, playing a lot of shows with them and doing that kind of stuff, and I was doing a solo thing there for a while. I ended up going and hooking up with my band, doing some tryouts and stuff, and pretty much just following in the steps that Josh had done already, like, just, you know, following his blueprint. So that pretty much leads us up to date, but like, he and I have spent our whole lives having this, like, it's not even a competition because it's not fueled by, like, that competitive edge. It's more like when you have two guitarists that are best friends and they play guitar together all the time, like, they naturally progress off of each other.
They bounce off each other, too.
Yeah, I mean, you see somebody who can play a riff better than you, and it's not that you want to play it better than them. It's just that you want to excel and move up the way that they're moving, you know? So you see progress in them, and that inspires progress in you. So that's kind of the way that we've done things for the past few years. And especially now with us in separate projects, we can really kind of mirror different actions. And
I'm excited to hear what we bring next in Motion Sickness.
Yeah, well, I mean, whether it's, you know, in
a
few months,
work off
or
some of the stuff
if it's
that we already had written, or
it's all a mystery at this point, you know. It's a long way off, but
I still think we should do that acoustic record we're talking about.
Yeah,
that would sound sick.
I would like to do, you know, I think that wherever we go from here will be different, and it'll be progressive. So I think it'll incorporate, probably it'll probably be a mix of the past two records and something that fits right in the middle versus being a drastic change like the last album was.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
Heck yeah.
I was just looking at that. It didn't look stable to me.
Nah, it's so, what's it called? So zoomed out, man, you don't even know you're moving.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
All clear on the Western Front.
Well, I don't know. Just doesn't
look clear. What should we talk about?
What? I don't know. What do you want to talk about, dude?
I don't know.
You brought up Korn on the last podcast, and I've got a really fucking funny Korn story.
All right.
And it reminded me of it when you said Korn earlier, and we're sitting here in front of mics. And the last time we were talking about Korn, and we were sitting in front of mics, Josh and I were doing an interview at Rock 105.3, and we were, you know, there for promoting Emotion Sickness, and they were playing our song on the radio and shit, and like, but we were taking callers, and so like people would call the radio station and would be like, Rock 105.3, like, you know, like, or Missy would answer it, the DJ that was there, and she'd, you know, lead us in. But this dude calls in and he's obviously trash. He's just like, hey, can you guys play this or whatever? And we're like, hey man, what's up? Like, you know, like, you're on the line with us, like, what can we do for you? And he's like, who is this? And, like, we're like, this is Korn, man. We're live in studio here at Rock 105.3. And he's like, this is Korn? And he got so excited, man. He was so stoked that he was on the phone with Korn, man. And he started telling his friends around him. You could hear him, like, yelling off in the background that he was on the phone with Korn. Josh was going off, like, telling him he was Jonathan Davis. And
who are you? You were Monkey or Head?
I was nobody, dude. I was just spouting off, dude. Like... We had some funny ass callers.
You should have ripped on that shit. Like, how'd you like our last album?
Well, no, what we did was like, yeah, we found out about a really badass local band in your area, man. You should really check them out. And we told them to go check out Emotion Sickness because they're friends with Korn, man. So, yeah, it turned out being pretty funny, man. Like,
did we really? I forgot about doing that last part. That's a fucking
hilarious. Oh, yeah, man. And there were some other funny callers, but that was the thing that reminded me of that. Because
you guys were doing the radio thing like twice or once?
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Remember I recorded the second one?
What? You were
this
there?
Is cool.
No, I wasn't there. Fuck that.
Oh, you recorded it on your computer.
I think
that's
it was like
right
when we were doing the transparent scene.
I have those files still.
Really? How was that? I don't remember if I listened to it.
Well, I think Trevison was there with us during one of them.
He was. For
the first one.
The first one,
so
yeah.
that's, you know, I think that's the one that we have.
Omar was with us on the second one.
Was he?
Yeah. What Jason?
Maybe
one?
That's the one that, I don't know.
No, the one that Omar was on, that's the one I recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Omar seems like the kind of guy who would riff on that shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking fieldy. What of it?
Missy was probably like, what are these guys?
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I feel like we were in there by ourselves, but I don't know. I sent out our new single over to Rock 105.3. We'll hopefully they'll play it.
They still have that local radio show?
Yeah.
Who's doing it now?
Same person.
Really?
Yeah.
They still have that girl around?
Yeah.
God, whenever she's on the radio, I turn it.
I think she does a good job.
I'm not saying job. I'm talking about her voice.
I think she has a good radio voice.
What are your thoughts on Mario Lopez this week?
It hasn't changed.
What?
Fuck that. I'm not going to talk about that. But I did have an epiphany. Not epiphany, but I had a thought today about Rock 105.3, the radio station we were talking about earlier.
Right.
It's the new classic rock station. That's why they haven't changed their music since 2002. Or whatever it was. They're the new classic rock station, but their classic rock has moved 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense now. Because, you know...
Yeah, Nirvana is classic rock.
I guess, technically, if you want it. But, like... whenever you listen to Rock 105.3, you get pissed. Oh, they're playing Tool again. They're playing STP again. Whatever the fuck. They're the new classic rock. You listen to...
You think my band sounds like the new classic rock?
No.
In a way.
Oh, yours is a little bit more... harder edge than that stuff. They're not playing your caliber of fucking metal on Rock
105.3.
No. I mean, like day in, day out. Like,
yeah. Well, I think they play like Disturbed and
Korn. They do, but like they do in spots. Like I'm talking about the majority of the programs that they do.
Yeah.
Like they play, you know, Five Finger Death Punch or Disturbed or whatever, but like day in, day out, that's not their focus.
They premiere new music on there. So like, I mean, as much as I kind of agree with what you're saying, like, because for the most part they do stick to that set list. They premiere new music, and so aside from that, then yeah, I totally agree.
New music at radio, you can't get new music off of radio anymore.
Well, like I said, they premiere new music, so I don't know what you're. Yeah, it's not from like. It's from bands that are obviously, you know, label made.
Rock 105.3 played us during the regular rotation.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right in the same block as
DJ, so.
Right in the block of Five Finger Death Punch. He fucked
the DJ right in the block.
Bam! Block, right in the
Five Finger Death Punch.
He gave her the Queens Five Reich, Finger Rat. Death Punch. Right in the Queens Reich.
Right in the Queens Reich.
She found her Nirvana. She found her Nirvana. A Pearl Jam.
Missy will never listen to this, right?
I don't know, man. I usually send her all the episodes.
Dude, I'll send it to her direct on Twitter.
I usually CC Missy and Mario Lopez.
Is she your friend on Facebook, Missy?
Yeah, she listens to every episode.
It's ridiculous. She comments and shit. She's like stalking us.
She's like, Josh, fuck you. She might be going to the show.
I highly doubt it. Dude,
that'd be fucking.
Yeah, she probably won't show up.
No, she doesn't go to local shows.
Why not?
Me and her have been talking about it.
She said for years that she doesn't go to local shows.
Yeah, but she's going to.
She's egged on people plenty of times.
She doesn't go to shows in Hillcrest or. Santee or Lake City should get mobbed by a bunch of rednecks.
She said that she would come to our shows in the past too. Why are we filling our podcast talking about some bitch?
Dude, we spent like 50 minutes on fucking Mario Lopez like 2 shows ago.
Listen, to specify who we're talking about, this is some whore who has crust around her mouth from the cock that she just got done sucking.
You said it wrong.
She works at the fucking Clear Channel radio station that feeds you crap. So
you just changed your tune. You're talking.
Clear Channel's terrible.
Oh, Clear Channel, yeah.
Clear
Channel.
I don't really like Rock 105.3 anyway. I'm just because I submit my music there doesn't mean I like the fucking station. I just know they'll fucking play it, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's who will play it.
Why am I here, dude? I wouldn't do this podcast unless I knew you'd play my behind space music before and after.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fuck yeah. You gotta fucking work this system.
And plus, you're paying me $20 per hour. That's why this is a bonus.
Dude, I'm not even paying you for fucking music. I'm paying you for sex.
Oh. Well.
Hey, you never pay it for sex.
You've got some crust right here.
I'm gonna get it later. Don't worry. You can get it later. Right, you can get it.
Oh, man. Where did this podcast go? Maybe we should just only air the A side.
No,
you've made it this far into side B, you are a trooper. You are like one step closer to putting the ring into the fire.
I mean, podcast or radio that goes off the rails is sometimes good radio, good podcast.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, people are gonna be like, "We're gonna get
one person to laugh. That'll be fine."
Exactly. I'm laughing.
There you go, and that's all we need. Entertain one person. That's all you need.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, we didn't get finished talking about TV and movies and all that shit. All
right,
have you seen anything else that's new?
Conan was fucking badass. You saw
that? Yeah, that was good?
Yeah, it was really good.
That's definitely right up your alley.
Really
though.
Epic.
You like action movies and shit.
Some. I guess so.
The guy from Conan was in Game of Thrones.
Yep. That's what I hear.
He was a Khal Drogo.
I heard he was badass. Did you see
Parks and Recreation this week?
Yeah, they're never going to cancel Game of Thrones. It's a crossover hit. Yes, I saw it.
What's funny is that Christina was talking about Game of Thrones right before that.
Yeah.
So, and then that line came out. That show's great, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, I did not see any movies.
Movies this week?
I have 2 free tickets to a movie theater. I was gifted from our friend Mike.
Oh, nice.
And I looked at the theater postings, the show times, because there's only like two theaters I can use it at around here.
Okay.
I looked at the movies, nothing I wanted to see.
Really?
Nothing.
There's not good shit out right now?
Not for like a month.
Captain America was pretty good.
I saw that.
You saw that?
That was really good.
We talked about it earlier. It was good.
That was a really good movie.
I can't believe that's good, man. I'm not gonna see it.
I actually liked it.
It's not as jingoistic and fucking rah-rah shit as you think.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Captain America anyway, so
You don't like the idea of Captain America, but it's not like that. It's different from the comic book.
It's not the man, not the country.
Exactly, but it's not as, rah-rah America as you think, man. They're not even talking about Nazis and that shit.
Well, don't paint me as, this fucking person who wants to burn down America, man. Well, jeez.
I didn't say that.
Just because I don't want to see Captain America doesn't mean I want to, fucking stage a revolution, man.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Occupy. What do you guys think? Well, we're not gonna.
I'm not educated enough on that Occupy Wall Street.
That is pretty funny. What do you guys think about Occupy Sesame Street?
Like I said, I'm not educated on the whole thing enough to
Occupy Sesame Street. It's a new movement.
I can move there?
No. Never mind. I'm trying to make a joke here, but whatever. Fuck it. Move on.
Like I said, it would be funny if I knew the context. I'm not educated in the whole situation. Right. If I knew what was going on in the situation, I'd probably get the joke. And what I always like to say about jokes is that they're the most funny when they're explained.
I was about to explain the joke, and I was like, I'm not going to do that, because I am not a hack.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Actually, the funniest Muppet joke ever was... explain joke for 5 minutes, but it was on YouTube, so
I think
the Muppets are funny all the time.
If you're going for that Monty Python transparency, then
yeah, dude. Well, Monty Python's a shit, Muppets are the shit.
You think I'm just saying it's gonna be good? Is that what this is about?
Muppets, yeah. I mean, it's probably gonna be PG and cheesy, but it's the Muppets, they're gonna make kids joke it all the time, but it's still funny.
You think the new Ghostbusters is gonna be good?
No. I don't think so.
Did they have all the original guys?
Yeah. Not all of them,
Bill Murray, no.
No, yeah. Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray's in there.
What?
I just saw him on the poster.
What? They haven't even shot it yet.
I just saw it on the poster.
I think
I'm at the movie theater the other day.
You were tripping, or it was an old poster?
No.
They have not shot it yet, or even written it yet.
I just saw it. It said coming soon. Ghostbusters.
I don't believe
it. Well, all right. See, we're on a podcast, so going back and forth, saying stuff, arguing about a fact that may or may not be true is completely stupid, seeing as we're in 2011. Pick up a fucking computer, one of the seven that are in this room, and look the shit up, guys. Once again, I'm an asshole on the podcast. Sorry, listeners.
It's for my pride, goddammit. Sorry.
Living like we're in 1984. Bam, bam. Right,
all
right,
you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
1974 would be cool. All
right. Peanuts are neither a pea or a nut. Discuss.
I think they are a nut, to be precise. I believe they are a nut. They're actually a nut that is small and similar to the size of a pea. Mm-hmm. So.
What he said.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where we stand on that.
All right, that's okay. Keep on going.
So great. What I was going to say about the whole Bill Murray thing is, it wasn't, I could be wrong, but wasn't Bill Murray in the zombie movie that came out not too long ago, Zombieland?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So why would he not be in this movie?
Because, from what I read, he does not like the idea of a third Ghostbusters. All right, well.
It's like a remake, but not.
It's like a reap. I mean,
but it's just called Ghostbusters. All right, look
what we got here. We got Anna Faris rumored. Sigourney Weaver rumored. Alyssa Milano rumored. What the fuck?
You saw it in the theaters?
No, not yet released. 2012.
In a poster.
On a poster in the theaters.
On the wall.
Status. All right. Status announced. Comments. Second draft of screenplay is in the works. They haven't even shot shit yet. And it was updated on May 9th.
Yeah, I just saw it 3 days ago.
I think
it's not
you're
like
on,
they don't advertise.
I think you're on Magic Mushrooms or something like that.
Well, if there was a poster, then it wouldn't have a release date, and that would be kind of pointless to advertise without a release date. So, you must have seen something skewed.
No, it said coming soon.
Oh, well, that's all it said?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
This is fucking
weird. Look up poster, man. Look in images.
And I'm looking. Poster. I'm looking.
But like Ghostbusters 2011 or 2012 or something.
Well, that sounds... I don't know. I guess
it's already October. I think it's probably coming out in the summer.
Special effects in the old Ghostbusters were awesome, in my opinion. Like when the Statue of Liberty was walking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah, dude. It's
in that day.
Classic movie.
I don't know which Ghostbusters that was. If that was the first or second one.
Both were good.
Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
He's announcing defeat because he realized that Josh was right. He closed his laptop so fast that Josh couldn't look over his shoulder and get the true facts. So he will not admit defeat.
So this is... What's this called? This is comedy without trying to be comedy, or comedy that's not funny? I don't know.
What is?
I think it's...
What we just did.
I think we're...
What are we doing? What are you talking about?
Talking about Ghostbusters.
We're just chilling.
We're just
kicking. That's what a podcast is, right? We're just chilling, talking, having a good time.
Shooting the shit.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should all drink
the
Kool-Aid. We
don't get to chill often. We should.
Yeah. Let's do it, guys.
I think...
Join my cult. Nah, we'll take down Captain America and drink this Kool-Aid.
I think this is a sign that we should end this right now.
You think this is a sign?
It's a sign. Did you not see it?
I saw something that wasn't a sign. I don't know if side B will be aired.
Yeah, well, I'll release it. Like, I won't even know.
I don't know. It's a little bleak.
It's dark. It's a dark chapter.
You know, I'd like to. I don't know.
Nothing really
happens. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Intern of Vine, dude? So that we can
plug the shit out of it.
You got a show coming up. You got
we're gonna be
an album coming up.
We're Intern of the Vine from Southern California. we're playing a show on Friday here in San Diego with
Spine
Shank.
What date?
Friday, October 21st.
This will probably be out after that.
Before 2 days before that.
Alright.
This will come...
That today is technically 2 days before so that's just saying.
And we're about to head out on head out on tour in December, but right now we can't disclose anything further. So, I guess that's worthless to talk about. But yeah, we got a new record that's going to be coming out in 2012 called The Sound That Bleeds.
And are you allowed to talk about that?
We're allowed to talk about that.
What can you talk about the track where Whitney Houston is going to be accompanying you? Mm-hmm. I'd really like to know what the inspiration behind that was.
I offered her to actually come down. And,
Did you guys know I met Bobby Brown once?
You got nothing else.
Awesome. I met Bobby
Brown. You got nothing.
No. I want to tell
the
story now.
It's this scam, I swear.
No, I met Bobby Brown at a gas station up in L.A. on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
What's the story?
I'll tell the story. Hold on.
Is this similar to the story that we heard about you meeting the dude at the gym and then you didn't say anything to him? And that was the story?
What was it? Oh, it was the guy from Sons of Anarchy, yeah. I actually talked to Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
Okay, I was at the gas station. I pull up, and I'm getting gas.
Like,
and
dude, it's my prerogative.
Shut the fuck up. All right, I have an earphone in my ear because I'm listening to a podcast. I'm on my way to work. I'm in my security guard clothes and shit like that. I'm listening to fantasy football something in my podcast or something like that. I see this black Range Rover. It's the day of the Oscars, and I live 3 blocks away from the Chinese Theater, so the streets are blocked, whatever the fuck. Whitney Houston is actually nominated for an Oscar that night. So I walk up to the gas and see this big black Range Rover pull up, and this guy walks out with a big green Celtics jersey, and I hate the fucking Celtics. That's a side note. And he walks by, and I look at him, and I'm like, that's fucking Bobby Brown. And I have my earphones, so I can't really hear that good. I mean, I can hear a little bit, but it's not my left ear, so I'm a bad ear. Yeah. It's like, hey, Bobby Brown, what's up, boss? Fucking love your music. He's like, and then he turns around and looks at me and goes, he kind of like looks at me for like, I don't know, a second. He's like, saw that I was a white boy and whatnot. He goes, shut the fuck up, white boy. Don't call me fucking boss. I was like, don't go. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good.
And I keep Are you serious?
Like, yeah. That's no fucking lie.
What the fuck, dude? How come you never told me that before?
I don't know. I was saving it for right now.
Wow. That's awesome. Man.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Dude. If he would have hit you, dude, you would be sitting on so much money right now, dude.
I'm not, but this to be punched out by a guy from New Edition is fucking great.
Yeah.
Wow, what a super giant dick.
Yeah, dude.
He probably thought you were mocking him or some shit.
No, you know what I think it was, though? Is like, I called him boss, which is a kind of, what's it called? Not derogatory, it's a condescending term. And he's from the East Coast. I think over there, that's like a really condescending term. That's what fucking you call. That's what liquor store clerks call people that buy their shit. Yeah, I call him boss. You know, call him chief.
Same thing if you called him cousin. It's like, how are you gonna get it? Like,
what's up, brother?
That just sounds like some fucking Hollywood bullshit.
And I also probably sounded like a super white boy at the time.
Cheers.
He was probably high as fuck. Too,
and I was my
he
way.
He probably thought you were like a yellow dragon, and you were like throwing flames at him, and he was just like,
I was like doing cartwheels,
and like your eyes were like huge, and you're just fucking, your voice is all deep and growly, boss, and he's like, don't call me boss, you fucking bitch, and just hopped in his car, and
maybe he was pissed that Whitney Houston was not a favorite Oscar for that day.
Dude, I cannot believe that happened, man. And you're pissed at Mario Lopez, dude. Let's change it now.
I don't give a fuck about Bobby Brown. It's all good.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not holding a grudge over that?
Dude, people tell me to fuck off all the time. What am I going to care about Bobby Brown?
Holy shit.
I think that is awesome, though. Can you imagine that?
Dude, I almost got in a car accident with Ike Turner. So what?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with much.
That's pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, dude. But I'm just saying, like, It's the same difference, but Ike Turner's like Turner.
What's love got to do with it, dude? What is the point here? I don't get it.
It's just a secondhand emotion, dude.
That is... All right. Fair enough. I deserve that. The fact that we're laughing at that right now probably tells us that we've had one too many of something.
Yeah, and we're too old.
Bobby Brown was here earlier. gave us some good shit. Oh, man.
So you guys have any, old R&B singers, like, fucking yell at you?
I've never had an R&B singer cuss me out before. I've never. I had LL Cool J look at me weird once. That was the closest. I'm never giving you shit for a bad story ever again, dude. Because that was good shit. Do you have any other gold like that just sitting in there? Because that was fucking... I can't think of any time where a celebrity was that big of a dick to me, dude. We met... we met the lead singer of Seether once, and he was cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
He was real nice to me.
Yeah, he never
we met the guitarist for POD.
I got in an argument with Daniel Johns once.
What?
I got in an argument with Daniel Johns once.
When was that?
It was me being an idiot. It was my fault. I was an idiot.
Where were you?
I was at the House of Blues in San Diego.
Oh, what'd you say to him?
What did he say to you? I said, why don't you tour with... I was like, you should go on tour with Alex Lloyd, which is another Australian artist. I thought... This is where I fucked up. I was under the impression that... just like Josh here, that I saw a sign that was for a movie that did not exist yet. I thought that they had toured together, and so I was like, you know, you toured with that guy before, and he's like, no, I haven't, and I was like, yeah, you have, and right there I caught myself and realized, telling this dude, like, what he's done in his life. I felt like the biggest dick ever, man. So, after that, it was pretty much awkward from there on out.
It's fucking Daniel Jones.
He's a pretty big pretty big star in Australia. So for me, he's to a just
pretty big influence. That's pretty on much our
like
me period.
Saying, like, yeah, you know. He's so you know that Crocodile musician. Hunter guy? You were on tour with that guy, right?
Yeah. You know, like, you know Crocodile Dundee, right?
But they're Australian, so that's terrible. That's like when people know that you're from the same like state as a friend of theirs, and they're like. Oh, I've got a friend who lives there.
So when you talk to John, like, when you talk to the guy, did you naturally have an Australian accent?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He was Australian.
No, I know, but do you talk like that to him, like, naturally?
Oh, no, you're I'm not like that. In
a straight up conversation, do you like kind of drawl out every once in a while?
No, but I get real ghetto if I'm talking to like somebody who's more ghetto.
Everybody does that shit.
That's just the way I am. Actually, no. I can talk straight or I can talk clean. Or I can talk a little ghetto. And I'm not saying that I get real thuggish or anything. I just, I guess, adapt it's to the person that I'm talking to.
Actually, sometimes my ghetto comes
Josh
out.
Josh is singing songs now off the side of the mic. He's totally lost focus. We are fully off the rails, dude.
This is the party! Fuck it.
Where are we right now?
We're like... 97. No, fuck. No, we're like, I gotta do math real quick. I'm drunk.
This is the Aaron quiz for this like, week.
Yeah, where is the quiz?
I think we're giving up this segment. Do you even
know where it left off? Derelict in your duties.
I think I'm done with that segment. It drags every time we do it.
Because you picked the wrong questions.
I don't know. We'll have our thousands of fans write in. It's either that or I can just get some random questions, but I don't know. I think we should come up with something else on the podcast that we do every week or every other week that's more segmented.
We could have...
No, we could. This guy's straight out of, like, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. We could, like, you know, quiz each other on something that we both watched.
I think that, like, asking questions back and forth... We'll come up with some kind of segmented... thing that we
gotta
do
some like short stories. You or gotta like some ask shit, like,
so what do you think about this?
But we do that anyway.
Like, yeah, we already do that.
Well, you know, we could like we talked about this earlier. We can like do short stories like old school radio, like oh, the ghost is coming.
30-second opinions.
Okay. Yeah. Or you know, something, something original.
The Beatles go.
You don't play any songs.
No, we don't play music.
How the fuck would that...
Oh, we can't afford that.
Yeah, what do you think
we play are? Our music at the beginning and end of the podcast. And sometimes we'll play other people's music. Like,
But that's what I'm saying, like, play our music. Yeah. Like, our bands.
Yeah. Well, we can throw an Intern to Vine song at the end of this if you want.
Yeah.
Or, well...
If you want to give us one to release on the show.
You must have earned some money.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's going like, to cost like you. Since we're providing you a service, you know, and we're talking about that and...
Like, what do you think we are, communists?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be at least 40 or 50 bucks. So.
Yeah, serious. It's like the going rate.
This show isn't free to produce. It's not... our time is That'd pretty cool. valuable.
Like, we have ad time that we could be using on the app, but we're going
to... You should advertise like that.
And thousands of people listen to this. And their mothers.
Yeah. Mothers love this podcast.
Moms love Behind Actually, Spacecast.
Talking to you out there, your mom.
This is the mom's preferred podcast.
Yeah. It's like when they're pregnant, it's the perfect podcast to listen to. It's like listening to classical music. It's to make your baby smarter.
It will make That's your awesome. Baby it'll make your baby a lot smarter, but slightly retarded.
And it'll come out saying fuck and shit a lot.
At least within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. All right, well, it's been an interesting show, and there's been some ups and downs. It's been one of our longer shows, so if you actually gotten to this point, then look behind you. Do you see it?
Yeah, all right.
We're standing behind you, and we're giving you $50 because you're the one person that actually listened to this whole show, so good for you. And keep listening to the show. Anything you guys want to plug before we get the fuck out of here?
I got nothing in particular.
Divided by Design. New EP out. Mars.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah, add some music behind that. At least just that part. Well, let's close the show out with an Intern Divine song.
All right.
What song do you want to close the show out with, dude?
You make the choice right now.
Do you like? I like 13 a lot, but that's off, not off the most recent record.
Well, we don't have anything.
I guess that is the most recent record, actually. Yeah.
That is the.
What would you like us to play?
Play your favorite.
All right, you guys. We are.
We're gonna be fading the music up right now anyway. So send me like.
We're not playing 13. This song is actually called Your Tragedy. This is one of my favorite songs off this album. So. We're gonna play the whole thing for you. We don't usually do that. Enjoy it. It's music.
Yeah.
It's rock. Woo.